This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew. Presented by BetMGM.
Bring it up, Jake. Every day. Jake, the last like three times we've done this, why is the music bed like blasting in my ear? Like, aren't you supposed to bring the bed down? Like, what's happening, Jake? Like, was that not like blaring at anyone? Like, I was totally drowned out. Jake, are you paying attention? Is Jake here?
Yeah.
Been playing it how I have been for the last 3 years.
Jake.
Nick.
Speaking softer, Nick. Gonna project Jake. A little bit more.
Jake, are you insinuating that was exactly the same how it always is, what just happened?
Yes.
He's not insinuating, he's telling you.
well, it's like, it's okay. Jake, I love Jake. So we'll let Jake is obviously wrong. I have to be honest, like, I like everyone that works, and everyone does, like, to be fair, and I bust chops. Everyone does a really good job, and I like everybody. So, like, I actually think, like, I mean, my patience can be tested. It has been in the past. But everyone on the show has enough sweat equity now where, like, I'm willing to, like, let stuff like that. Like Jake's lying. And that's okay. Because, like, by and large, like, Jake does a really awesome job, and I really like Jake personally. So it's okay. But it wasn't the same. And that's okay. All our bets are coming up at the end of the show. What awards do you want to talk about in the final hour also? The final segment of the show?
NL Cy Young. NL Cy Young's starting to heat up after last night's start there for Christopher Sanchez. 8 innings of shutout ball. Starting to close the gap a little bit and perhaps surpassing his teammate, the bridesmaid, Zach Wheeler, who was kind of stinky once again over the weekend.
Okay, we will get to that. We will get to the whale capper Drew Dinsick in 20 minutes. But for now, let's get 8 buckets rolling here and continue on, Femi, with our final team out of 32, the San Francisco 49ers. So we left off at the Rams, which we call the toss-up. Now they will go on the road to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I feel pretty comfortable saying this would also be a toss-up.
Yeah, another toss-up. Another great game, too. That was the game where Deebo Samuel, like, mushed Jake Moody for missing another field goal. It was tough times out there in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty... Yeah. I'd be upset, too.
Yeah. Debo's now in Washington.
Yeah, and if Deebo were a Yankee, if the kicker were a Yankee, that kicker would still be on the team and probably promoted. Okay. Home Falcons.
This is a likely win.
It is a likely win. I agree. Close to 7, honestly. Like, not there, but, like, yeah. I wouldn't be... Like, that could be, like, 6. Okay. At Houston. Toss-up.
I think it's... a toss-up with the Niners. Like, what? Is it 2.5 or 3? San Francisco?
I think probably a little less. Like, Niners 1 or, like, a pick, maybe?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Because, like, they're 2.5 or 2 against Seattle. Houston's better than Seattle, so... Although that's a division game.
Moving on. At the at the Giants.
Yeah, how's this one going to go? Unfortunately, for your team,
it's unlikely. It's not. I don't think it's a blowout win. I think it's a likely win.
It's like what, 6.5?
Yeah, like 6 maybe. Well, how about this? Like Washington 6.5, the Niners. Yeah, maybe it is a blowout win.
I'm like, we're like close. Like, it can go either way.
Well, excuse me. I'm sorry about this. This is at the Giants.
Yeah.
So it's a likely win. That's my bad. There's no way there's 7 on the road at the Giants. It's a likely win. This spread's like 4.
Yeah. Ooh, you think it's 4?
4.5 Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's 6.
It doesn't matter, but I think I'd lay it to 6.
Okay.
I think I would. But regardless, we'll for this exercise, win. It doesn't matter. 0.75.
Home Rams is a toss-up.
Yep. Didn't we say this was a likely... Did we just say it was a likely loss for the Rams? Yeah. I think we did. If I remember correctly.
I don't think so.
You think we said toss up for this one?
Yes. We should have.
Okay.
There's no way the Niners would be 3.5 against the Rams.
Oh, that's right. This was the one that where we paused on, and I was like, we talked about Stafford injuries, and yep. No, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
We did pause on this one.
At Arizona, toss up.
Toss up. Yep.
Home Carolina.
This
Monday
is
Monday night game.
Panthers win total is now getting bad a little bit, but
it's 7.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like this is, but I just don't trust my Carolina numbers because I know how I feel about the team, so I'm always gonna be a little bit biased. But I feel like this should be a blowout.
At the Browns, is it 7? Maybe not.
I think we're close. We're really close, man. I think it might. Cincinnati is what, 5.5 at Cleveland? I mean,
yeah.
I guess the Niners.
It's probably like 6.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll go likely.
So likely win.
Okay. Bye week. Home Tennessee blowout.
Yep. Sorry, Cam.
At the Colts.
I think this is likely win. I think it's like 3.5.
I think it's 3.
I mean, Indy.
Indy's even good, and Indy's got a good home field. Like the Colts are like good outside of the quarterback.
They're a dog to Miami week one at home.
Well, BetMGM, I think they're favored, actually, no? Or different sports books. It's just like on the other side of one. What do you want to call it? You want to call it 3.5?
I think it's 3.5.
Okay. Home Bears is a likely win. That's probably 3.5.
Yep.
And then home Seattle is a likely win.
Likely win.
So what do we have for San Francisco?
We have for the 49ers, 12 is what I have. Right on number 12.
And the win total is 10.5 juiced under.
Correct.
Okay.
Clearly
so
eight buckets
likes the 49ers.
Yeah, the schedule, which, I mean, every person, like, the minute the schedule came out, it really just drove the point home. Like, wow, the 49ers have a really favorable schedule, given the fact that they were bad last year, don't have to play that first-place schedule. So it makes a lot of sense. For me, if I were to bet the win total, I probably would bet the over, like, because you could either do the over or win the division. Either one, I think, works. Maybe the over might be better, since, like, they're not -102 to win the division, are they? Or, like, what's their division price? Is it minus money or is it plus money still? If it's plus money, obviously bet them to win the West. But like this team is going to win the division, I think. Like, especially now with all the Stafford uncertainty.
+165.
Okay, never mind. So just bet them to win the NFC West. That's the bet to make. Like, forget the win total. Bet them to win the division. Stafford banged up. I don't trust Seattle. I don't trust Arizona to win the division. I think the Niners have a clear path. 8 buckets is telling you that. This team, I think, bounces back as long as they don't have the rash of injuries that they had last year.
I like the Niners a lot this year also. And with that schedule being what it is, and the Stafford's back, and I like Arizona, but I don't know if I want to put Arizona above San Francisco for right now. And I'm very willing to bet on Shanahan and like this organization that last year was an aberration. And I think they're more likely to go back to the NFC title game than they are to be picking in like the top 11 of the NFL draft or top 12 of the draft this year. I do like the Niners to win the division. And if I had to bet their win total, I would bet the over. I think they're going to be awesome this year.
You like them to win the NFC?
No.
I'm in the same boat. Like, I don't think I'd ever bet them to win the NFC. I think it's just win the division and be a really good regular season juggernaut team. Playoffs, I mean, they've had success, but I'm just not as into them as like their price suggests. But yeah, I think they're going to win the division for sure. I'm surprised it's still +165. Like, let's keep monitoring that, because the more we hear about this Stafford stuff, I feel like that's going to continue to shorten. And all of a sudden, we might be sitting here this time next month and it's like +120.
Yeah, I like the Niners this year, and I like that bet San Francisco to win the NFC West at +165. Okay, So this is a great job by Mike Brown, who has now on the screen here, if you're watching, and we'll read them in case you're listening in podcast form or on the radio if you're not watching the show. So we are now done with all 32 teams, and we obviously have written everything down. And we have all the discrepancies that are at least one full win from the eight buckets win total and the actual betting market win totals at BetMGM, either towards the over or the under. So, Mike, toss these on the screen here. So if you're watching the show, Mike's done a great job with this graphic. Yeah. I will read.
Well done, Mike.
I will read these. So we will put the Niners in the over category, right? So I will add San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So here are the over teams. Denver, the win total one higher for the Broncos than it is for in the betting market, 10.5. The Ravens, we came in at 13.5. Ravens are at 11.5. So that's two more for Baltimore. Buffalo, 13.75, like plus 1.5 wins. Tampa, 10.75. So the Bucs plus a win. The Bengals, plus a win at 10.5. And the Niners, plus like more than a win. We just did San Francisco. For the under teams, my Giants, 4.25, a full win less than the betting market. The Bears, 7.5. Full win less than the betting market. The Panthers, 5.5, a full win less. The Texans, 8.5, a full win less. The Vikings, 8.5, a full win less. The Steelers, 7.5, a full win less. And the Browns, 3.75, like a win and a half less for the Cleveland Browns. So, Femi, what stands out to you there? What bets would you like to make as a result of eight buckets? What do you disagree with, etc.?
Yeah, I would say what I disagree with are the two teams that are sitting there with 10.5 win totals, that being the Broncos and the Bengals. I'm lower on both of those teams. I'd like to bet under on both of those teams. I think there's a chance that both of those teams missed the playoffs. I mean, they almost both missed the playoffs last year. A couple of things break right, and then we could have been talking about maybe Miami or Indianapolis as that 7 seed in the AFC. So I'd like to bet the under on both those teams. In terms of the ones that really stand out that kind of like, I could see this going either way, Chicago for sure. The division is so damn difficult, and like there's a chance that it's so interesting because like Ben Johnson talking about the operations that they're not being crisp or executing properly. Like this is kind of like a rookie year 2.0 for Caleb Williams, given the fact that he's learning a new system, a system that we think is a little bit more complex than what he was dealing with Shane Waldron. It's a lot. And like maybe the Bears, even though they might be better in November and December, maybe it actually gets off to a rocky start in September and October. And most people, I think, would be freaking out if that's the case. But I actually, the more I think about these other three teams, I think Chicago might just finish last again and the betting market might have it right. So like the 7.5, I actually agree with eight buckets. Given the fact that like the win total sitting at 8.5, given the optimism, but the schedule and the rest of the team in the division, I just like them more than the Bears. And I think I'd have to do kind of a little bit of reaching to like Chicago more than the other teams. That's probably the middle team for me. In terms of the bottom basement teams, it's the Jets. I'm going to like that over, even though eight buckets likes that under at 5. And then, I mean, the Panthers, I think eight buckets has them way right in comparison to what the betting market has. I don't see the bullishness. I think a lot of people are just projecting fool's gold from that last December.
So here's where I'm at. I have I wrote everything that's very scientific with either an A, a D, or an N. N for neutral, D for disagree, mm-hmm. A for agree. So Denver, eight buckets likes the Broncos. I agree. I like Denver a lot this season. Broncos over win total is a bet for me. Ravens, I agree. Bills, I agree. I like a Buffalo-Baltimore division winner parlay, which we talked about last week on the show. Yeah. I think it would take, like, Lamar and Josh Allen have to get hurt. One of them has to get hurt, I think, for these teams to not absolutely smash in the regular season and then obviously lose to Kansas City in the postseason. Tampa, I find myself agreeing with this on Tampa, where...
Yeah, you're there.
I think the case for the Falcons, it's not flimsy. It can happen. It just requires a bunch of things that I don't know how likely it is. And I'm down on New Orleans and Carolina, so I have to be high on Tampa. And I like Atlanta way more than the other two teams in the division not named Tampa. Cincy, I disagree with eight buckets on this one for the Bengals. I think they're actually going to kill the Browns in week one. But I don't like this defense for Cincinnati. And I like the Steelers more than the Bengals, so I disagree with eight buckets on Cincy. I agree with eight buckets on the Giants, even though I think the roster is better than last year. The schedule is impossible, as we've detailed. I'm neutral on the Bears as far as the win total is concerned. I like playing extreme outcomes with Chicago, like to win the division. I agree being down on Carolina. I agree being down on the Texans, even if I like Houston in week one at the Rams. That's because of Stafford, not because I like the Texans. So I don't like the Texans as much as the market. I disagree on Minnesota, where if McCarthy's even halfway good, they're going to win 9 games. I like Minnesota. I disagree big time on the Steelers, where I don't know if the top-end talent, along with Aaron Rodgers, is being accounted for. I think the Steelers are going to win double-digit games. And I'm neutral on the Browns, where 8 Buckets thinks they're going to be really terrible. So does the betting market. I just agree with 8 Buckets. And that does it for our win total preview. 8 Buckets for the NFL regular season. Yeah. We've got so, I mean, a ton. Like, we're going to do awards this week, preseason depth charts, so much more NFL preseason betting content to come. On the other side, we'll be joined by the whale capper, Drew Dinsick. We'll get his win total thoughts on the upcoming NFL season next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.